T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Here we go, let's get to Dana's Dirt.
What a super slacker. No,
me?
Stop
kidding.
Looking at me.
No, I'm just joking. After nearly 18 years, Jimmy Kimmel is going to take a break from hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live. Like, the show has your name on it.
Right.
You don't get to take a long
and
break.
And it's live, man.
they're going to be guest hosts starting on Monday, July 6th, and then all summer long. He says, there's nothing wrong. I'm healthy. My family's healthy. I just need a couple of months off.
Took 18 years. Now that his kids are 18 and out of the house, he's finally taking a break.
Yes.
I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, you've deserved it.
If you can do it, good for you.
Right.
Yeah. Victoria Beckham's fashion business is reported to have been handed about $8 million in just a lifeline from some mystery shareholder that a lot of people think is her husband, David Beckham, after her fashion house racked up huge losses. I think about $15 million. Over the past 12 months because of a sales plateau. But her stuff is super expensive. I mean, this is like the highest of the high end.
Yeah.
And I love her fashion. It's like I'll get emails from her because I bought some glasses.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, I can afford these frames. I can afford that. It's like everything's on sale. I'm like, I look like that is still.
Even the clearance rack
way
is
over. Yeah. Is. Like if it's not on the rack at Marshall's, I might not be wearing Victoria Beckham.
We shop alike.
Yes. Raven Simone got married this week. She said, I got married to a woman who understands me from trigger to joy, from breakfast to midnight snack, from stage to home.
Man, she knows you better than you know you. That might not be good.
That sounds like a job.
Sure does.
Now, congratulations.
Absolutely.
And now, the Morning Mix presents Kid Smarts.
Here's our kid today.
Avery, and I'm 9 years old. I'm in fourth grade. I'm from Orlando, and I like horseback riding, swimming, and playing with my dog.
Good morning, Sandy and Orlando. Welcome to Kid Smarts. Happy Friday. Here we go. My first question for Avery. I asked her, if you suffer from arachnophobia, what are you suffering from? Does she know what arachnophobia is?
I'll say no.
No, what's the answer?
I don't know what that is.
Good call. It's a fear of spiders. All right, what platform does the Hogwarts Express take off from? Think she'll know that?
Yes, she'll know that.
I hope she does, because I don't. What's the answer?
9 3/4.
Perfect. All right, Dana's shaking her head. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, final question. In what state would you find the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, she should know that.
So, no, what's the answer?
California.
It is California.
Awesome.
Nice job, Sandy, for you. A $50 mm-hmm. gift card Thank to you. Bonefish Grill, the perfect place to hook up dad for this Father's Day.
Mix 105.1.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy.
And now we're going to share some good news.
Dana, what's your good news for us?
Yeah, so Epcot is opening up on July 15th with the return of the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival.
It's back.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney plans on keeping the fest going through the fall, so that's the longest ever. We'll get to see the newest topiary, Remy, in the French Pavilion, and Remy's Ratatouille hide-and-seek scavenger hunt will be back, and then I'm waiting for word on the new ride. That's what I care about.
We're all counting down the days.
Yeah. Chantel, what do you have?
All right, so if you were excited for the launch, next month is going to be even better because they're supposed to take off the Mars rover for 2020. So it actually won't get to Mars until February of next year. But, I mean, it's pretty cool to think about. Yeah, I'm really cool. excited. We get to go to another planet, guys.
Absolutely. It all happens right here.
Yeah.
All right, so I have one. There's a South Carolina guy. He said his wife's urgent need for a bathroom break turned into his big payday. His wife had to go. He was like, I don't want to stop. But anyway, he stopped. He gassed up. And there's a guy next to him at the pump, and he was scratching off a scratch-off ticket. And he's like, I'm going to go get one of those. His wife actually told him, no, let's get back on the road. He didn't listen. He walked in and walked out $500,000 richer.
I would not share.
Just for a quick, quick bathroom break. And I saw, too, we just had one yesterday in Winter Springs. I'm like, that's so close. That's so close to where
and
I
yet,
live.
So far,
yes.
This is a designated good news area. No downers, no frowners, Missy. You hear that?
This is Mix 105.1.